Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. There you go. I hit the virtual pause button. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a different edition of the WTF Files with Lou Shoup. My name is Lou Shoup, and in a few moments, I'm going to be bringing on my partner here, Robert. So, Robert, can you hear me? Hello, Robert. Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello, Robert. Still can't hear you yet. Are you muted? No, not muted. Ah, dang. Gotta love this. Let's see here. Screen X. Yeah, that's Robert, all right. That's his number. So we're going to try connecting Robert. Robert, can you hear us now?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. Hello?
Hello, Robert. Welcome to another edition of the WTF Files.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now fine, yeah. Playing around with a few of the settings I was with the Blog Talk Radio thing. This is why I didn't publish it too much today, but there's still more than enough material between the two of us to go ahead and on with this. Were you able to listen to the beginning of the show?
I heard the music. I'm not sure if I missed, did I miss anything besides the music?
Well, no, actually, you didn't. I'll have to proofread the show, so to speak, after we're done with it at the end of the day. I'm curious to know whether I was able to talk over it or not.
No, you weren't. You weren't.
Okay.
You have to somehow turn the music down when you're talking. In the business, it's called a bed. You have a bed, and then you talk over the bed. The bed is, like, at a low level. But I don't know if you can do that. I used to do that on my radio show, actually.
I actually used to be able to do it on our show that we had before, Lehigh Valley Caffeinated. But I was able to mix it in with the mixer. With the virtual mixer that Blog Talk Radio gives me, there's a lag time of at least a second or two between the time I do something on the virtual console and the effect on the show. So there is that to consider. Now, I don't know if you're aware of it, but you're familiar with the name Phyla Buck?
Phyla Buck, sure. She's one of the greatest activists in Pennsylvania.
Well, as a matter of fact, she just made a posting on Lehigh Valley for Bernie Sanders that Senator Bob Casey is scheduling a press conference next week at the Lehigh County Government Center, room 467, on Monday, July 8th at 10 a.m. And he is supposed to be hosting a press conference because of Donald Trump is attempting to get rid of Obamacare again, and Senator Bob Casey wants to fight about it at this press conference event starting next Monday at 10 a.m. I will attempt to capture this on video and possibly stream this onto the dreaded Book of Face.
Bob Casey's a good man. He's conscientious. He supports anti-gerrymandering legislation and campaign finance reform. He's a good man.
Now, there's discussion on from last week where the United States Supreme Court basically legalized gerrymandering by saying that they don't want to touch it.
Yeah, I read that decision. That was such a hatchet job. It was like, I mean, he took the whole thing. He took a sledgehammer to the whole thing, which may have left him open to appeals, you know, like new cases. And with the district court, the circuit court, he might have, because he was so overbroad. It was like he took a sledgehammer and everything. No way, no possible way. If it's race, yes. But anything else, nope, not at all. So he may have left himself open because it could be too broad a decision for the facts in the case. But, yeah, that really rankled me.
Yeah, it would.
That really.
It rankles me as well. It rankles me as well because now we're going to have Pennsylvania is not too bad off because the Supreme Court already ruled against the Republican Party here in Pennsylvania. But North Carolina is going to have some major issues in the near future because of this.
The only way you can get around it is if the North Carolina legislature eliminates it or the appeals courts in North Carolina dictate anti-gerrymandering, or if the U.S. Congress passes gerrymandering, anti-gerrymandering laws. But in theory, North Carolina, if the Supreme Court weren't so packed with Republicans, they could throw out gerrymandering in North Carolina, and that's the shame of it. They could, but they won't.
So and the Pennsylvania Democrats
is secure.
Have to work it out for them.
What's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there. I said the Democrats in North Carolina have their work cut out for them.
Yes, yes. We're lucky in Pennsylvania because it shouldn't be a partisan issue, but in Pennsylvania, the state Supreme Court is Democratic, and they've supported anti-gerrymandering legislation. The Supreme Court won't stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I'm not, you know, that's not, even though this decision specifically says that, that's not entirely clear either. Because in theory, the state Supreme Court, if the decision of the state Supreme Court ever gets to federal court on appeal, there may be a possibility they could throw it out, but Robert seems to be saying they won't. So whatever the states want to do is fine. If it's up to the Supreme Court, they're going to knock it out no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, very depressing.
Unfortunately, it is depressing because now that means there's going to be a lot more fighting going on that really didn't have to before. But since the Roberts Court declined to get involved, now this battle goes back to the states, basically.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. Exactly, like
now,
everything else.
There are some other things I need to talk about here today. I came across this article that describes joebiden.info. That's the web address. The web address, which results, actually, is the work of somebody in the American Republican Party who's trying to really trashed Joe Biden's reputation. Apparently, they didn't think to get this particular domain before some right-wing Nazis did. And now joebiden.info resolves to a website that has all sorts of gifts of Joe Biden touching women and girls and blurbs about his less-than-liberal policy positions, including his opposition to the court of busing in the 70s. And his support for the Iraq War. They're really playing up on that. This is a hit job. And this hit job is being made by a Republican Party that is taking lessons from the Russian playbook.
Yes. Yes.
Have you seen this yet?
I've heard about it. I didn't know that what the website was, but I've heard people are being fooled into getting into a Republican back. I think it's somebody in the Trump administration, I think I saw, and they're getting fooled into going to that website and learning how bad Joe Biden is, which is par for the course for Republicans. They try to do this every year. By the way, would you be interested in the latest polls coming out of CNN on the debate?
Maybe. I'm not a big fan of CNN polls, in part because they've been so easily manipulated. But if you have them handy, go ahead.
Biden, 22. Harris, 17. Warren, 15. Sanders, 14. That means Sanders is only 8 points away from Biden now, 22-14.
And that does not reflect Kamala Harris's surge.
Oh, it does. It does. Everything's within the margin of error. Biden is on top marginally. Harris, Warren, and Sanders are pretty much tied at 15, 16, 17. So Biden's only up by like 5 points, basically, and everybody else is tied. That's pretty. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, that's pretty dramatic, I thought. Bernie didn't lose ground. He didn't gain ground, but Biden lost a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's good for Bernie.
I think as a point, we should try and research maybe finding more reliable polls. Even the ones by Quinnipiac are suspected.
Yeah.
Later on, Robert, we'll get together. I hope we got to talk about some local poll effects and such. But in the meantime,
sure.
It's a new month today. Today is July 1st. We're getting hot and heavy into the summertime here. There are no meetings coming up this week until Wednesday, even though I'm looking at the official Legistar page right now. As a matter of fact, oh, wait, that's right. There are no meetings this week. Oh, I should have remembered. I was there at the last Allentown City Council meeting, and I streamed it onto the dreaded Book of Face. And at that time, they had passed a resolution saying that there should be no meeting on July 7th or on July 2nd. So the only meeting actually that's going on this week, actually there's two of them. There's a zoning hearing is supposed to meet tonight at 6. Historical Architectural Review Board meets tonight at 6. And the Human Relations Commission meets tonight at 7 p.m. That's at City Hall tomorrow, actually, July 2nd. But there's nothing else this week. So that means we're all going to be blowing up fireworks and eating hot dogs and burnt hot dogs and hamburgers and listening to more fireworks. It's going to be a very noisy week, huh?
Well, we should remind viewers that you, as you pointed out, that Senator Casey is having the press conference Monday morning. And if I'm not mistaken, Susan Weil is having her town hall Monday afternoon at the Velodrome. I could be wrong about that. In fact, I should check that.
I knew there was a Susan Weil event coming up next week, I believe. Velodrome seems a little tad far for me. Even though my bicycle has been getting better and such. There are other things we're going to be discussing, too. I'm going to have another show here tomorrow, and we're going to get back into the daily grind soon. One of the things that I want to start bringing up a little bit more often, we're going to start talking about election security here in Pennsylvania, where they just approved a $90 million bill that got sent to the governor's office. This is $90 million in addition to the $360 million last year to be spent on electronic voting machines here in the state of Pennsylvania. And what most people need to remember is that the state of Pennsylvania is bound by the Jill Stein campaign to get these machines because this was a judge's order that was issued in Philadelphia a little over a year or so ago. So I'm going to be talking about that in the coming weeks, as well as the fact that I still have this GoFundMe campaign that I launched on the last show, which I'm hoping will send me and some toys that I have here to the DEF CON Voting Hacking Village, which is being held this year from August 8th to August 11th at Las Vegas, Nevada. The GoFundMe is asking me for roughly $2,000 to conduct the research at a location where it would be legal for me to do that. Because if I were to try to hack any voting machines here in Lehigh County, I would be arrested, and rightfully so. So this trip to Las Vegas allows me to experiment in a safe and legal manner with other computer scientists and other hackers and other ham radio operators who like to break things in an attempt to discover whether it's possible to inject any type of RF energy into an election system to flip the vote. That's the question I want to answer in a little over a month's time. And I need to get started on that because, well, I'm not hitchhiking to Las Vegas. That's not going to work very well. I don't hitchhike very well. My skin is light. I burn easily. I roast easily. And it's 125 degrees probably outside of the hotel in Las Vegas. So please donate to my campaign and make sure that I don't burn on the sidewalk like an egg, because I promise you an egg will burn on the sidewalk in Las Vegas in about 3 minutes. It will not even be edible at all. It's that bad.
Yeah.
But that's among
and then, you know what I want to say? I want to say something else about that. There's a new reason why it's important for people to support the GoFundMe that just came out today from Jennifer Cohen. You probably saw it. I don't know if I can find it, but they proved I can't find it now. Here it is. Remote access software. It says ESNS puts into its into its voting machines. It installed remote access software in conjunction with Diebold, whom they own. And I think you pointed out to me that the computers, that the voting machines we looked at after the presidential election had a socket where something could be connected to the outside, like an empty connection. But I guess this is saying that this remote access software is actually installed on every machine so they can just for the purpose of being able to bring in things from outside the network, which makes it even more important that you get out to Las Vegas and do a presentation on how bad these machines are and how they're going to be susceptible not only just to hacking, but to hacking in favor of Republicans. So I wanted to say that people should donate because this is getting more and more important that you do your report on this at the convention.
Well, I thank you for that, and I agree. And, please donate for that reason as well. But to expand on what you were attempting to explain, it was revealed about a year or so ago that ESNS had installed a program called PC Anywhere, which is a remote access software. And this was done on several different voting machines and tabulators throughout the country. As this story has been hitting the press, a lot of those machines and computers with the software on there has been uninstalled, in fact. But it's still a danger because there are others out there that we don't know that have this software installed. ESNS has not been the most reputable of companies out there. They have been constantly refusing to come back and talk with me and any other security researchers at all. And in addition, we recently discovered that here in Pennsylvania, bribery is legal, whereas the people behind ESNS have been whining and dining various election officials. Mostly the ones that I'm aware of is the one in Luzerne County, and I'm hoping to have more information on that specific thing for tomorrow. But again, there's the fact that these machines had this remote access control software installed, and in some cases now uninstalled. But when I did when I led the recount back in 2016, it was discovered that on the tabulator machine here in Lehigh County, there were not one, not two, but three network icons on the lower right-hand corner of the system tray on a tabulating computer running Windows Server 2000 Service Pack 0. Now, those who are familiar with IT and penetration testing and hacking also know that any VPN can be degraded to a non-secure condition. So, say, for example, if I had the IP address of the tabulating machine that sits at the Lehigh County Government Center, I knew the IP address, I could do any number of different things to that computer to disable the VPN and degrade the connection down to a regular network connection, which means I can sniff it, I can manipulate it, I can do all sorts of things to it if I knew the IP address. And me, I'm just one man. Imagine what an interested party, like, say, the Communist Party of Russia or the Republican Party of Pennsylvania might be willing to do.
Take something in there, right? It would never happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, of course
not. It would never happen.
Such a thing is beyond reproach to the Republican Party of Pennsylvania. They would never consider doing such a thing. Until we turn the lights off, then all bets are off. But I'm hoping to talk about that more tomorrow with a guest that I'm still working and confirming with. But we're going to ramp up a lot of this election talk here in the near future. There's so many different new stuff and new stories coming out, and even more so, by the time DEF CON rolls around, there will be many, many, many more stories abounding about our electronic infrastructure and how it really should just be scrapped.
Right. Absolutely.
But we'll start on that tomorrow. Like I said, I'm working on a guest for tomorrow, a different guest. No offense,
okay.
Robert, although you'll be able to call in if you want.
That's all right. I am no expert on election security, so I have no problem with that. But
well,
this is the reason why. What's that?
I said neither was I when I first started.
Well, yeah. Well, you've taught me a lot, but yeah. I mean, this is especially since Pennsylvania has that court order involving the Jill Stein campaign that we need. Secure voting systems, and this is going to be coming more and more into play. First, can the counties afford it? That's why the state government is giving more money. You know, they have to be able to afford it. And secondly, it looks like ES&S is going to dominate the state from what I've seen. Northampton went for something similar, ES&S. Lehigh went for ES&S. And the counties around here, I think with ES&S, is going to be pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be closed.
Well, we're going to be talking about that. And ES&S is going to be in my crosshairs because, like I said, they're not the most reputable company to begin with, and they're getting worse on a daily basis. But that's going to be enough, I think, here for today, though. I think we covered most of the catch-up, most of the things we want to do, most of the things we want to talk about here in the near future. And I will probably tweak the music out maybe a little bit more, which I will discover soon. So thank you for joining me today and joining us, along with my partner, Robert Trotner, for this quick catch-up. Tomorrow we're going to have another show, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm hoping to have a guest on the show, and we're primarily going to talk about the sorry state of the election system here in the state of Pennsylvania. So again, thank you for joining me, and have a good day. I'll see you all tomorrow. Talk to you soon, Robert. Have a good day.
Take care. Bye.